Welcome back to the SNM podcast. I'm with who is your name? What's your name?
Bro, guy. You're supposed to introduce.
You guys, this is my friend. No, this is my friend Mayowa Ovidi. You're supposed to introduce yourself because I don't want to outshine you, okay. But he's my neighbor.
Okay. Why are you telling them I'm your neighbor? Now people know where I stay. My name is Mayowa Simple.
Come on. Mayowa throws jabs at me all the time. I was very scared to do this podcast with him because he will insult me from beginning to end. Now, he asked me to get him water. I got him pure water. He said from grace to grass. What was that? It was from grass to grace. What was that supposed to mean?
From grace to grass, not grass to grace, because he brought pure water. So I did drink bottled water and he brought pure water.
Hey, that's grace to grass.
Hey, you said grass to grace.
Then I changed it.
No, you first said grace to grass, now change it to grass to grace.
Anyways, my wife just came. Should I tell them where you came back from?
My wife just came. He asked me, oh Lord, if you want talk, you go talk. No, see, that's why you're asking me for my name.
Because the thing is, you might want to keep it low key. That's why.
Oh, yeah, no, let's keep it low key. I just got back.
My wife is and I just got back. So
I just got back. I'm saying I just got back. No, I'm saying I just got back.
Okay, so he just got back. You're still and I just got back.
Bro, I've been back for 1 month. How I think that I just got back?
I just remember that tweet. That 5 years. You claim I just got back for 5 years.
I swear today, that's an horrible guy.
Please, I can't say anything. That guy is my friend. But anyways, I'm very excited to have him on the podcast. And this is going to be his second time. No, third time.
Second time.
No.
Okay.
It's going to be his third time on the podcast. Anyways, I'm very excited. I just kind of wanted us to talk about like his experiences abroad and when he came back, because Mayowa has complained different times. So let's start with you in Nigeria first before you left, your experience there, then you coming back and your experience. So like you've had like two different experiences from going and coming back. Like, what do you have to say?
Before I left, I was living on vibes, like, because I knew I was leaving. Like, I knew I was dipping. So like, I just did on vibes, like I just did chop life, basically. Then now, bro, I did so far. But like, it's calm still. Yeah. Because, as in it's calm now, as in I did so far, but it's calm.
It's calm still. Are you British? Are you an init?
No. How is that init, bro? It's basic English. It's calm still. Like, it's okay.
But it's only London boys that say that.
How many London boys do you know? You only know boys, they talk calm. Everybody, they talk calm. You know, watch Top Boy. Meanwhile, I watch Top Boy now. Since that time, they talk calm. Sha! It's okay, but like, I can't wait to leave again, you know, because, bro, God forbid.
So, what are the things that you don't like about coming back to this country after being abroad for a while?
It's not like I don't like coming back, oh. I'm just used to a level of comfort that I'm not experiencing at the moment. Like, as we are now, as we did, and our life's no day. There's no fuel, there's always traffic, the weather is hot, everything is now 10 times more expensive. Like, I don't know, you know, just day like before. Like, it's not just as comfortable as before. It was comfortable like that before, but like, it was better than it is now. That's why people should vote Peter Obi. So,
do you have a PVC?
That's my PVC. I was not around when they were registering, so like. But like, I'm campaigning, so like, I'm getting people to do the Lord's work.
You get? Like, what are you doing to get people to do the Lord's work?
You do not hear when I say I'm campaigning. I'm motivating my friends. Whenever they post their PVC that I've gotten, please hope you are voting for Peter Obi, because you can see the situation of things. I mean, that's the person I feel like is best for the job. But at the same time, they did more than this for Buhari. Do you understand? Like, when Buhari was campaigning, so people said better things than this. So just hoping that if someone with a young, fresh mindset is there, it's going to be different this time.
I actually think it's going to be different because Peter Obi has been here. At least we've seen that he has been a governor for 8 years. And Anambra is like,
I know the Anambra. I never say anything for Anambra. So it's whatever he's going to do now that I'll see. Man, I never say anything, but like, let's see how it goes. Sure. All
right. What was your cultural shock? What was the cultural shock that you experienced when you left Nigeria to go abroad?
Too many things. First of all, like, niggas are nice. Like, people are too nice to a fault. Like, when I first go there, like, I go just there on my own. Person go come meet me. I like your skin. I go even say, sure you won't beg me for money or what do you want exactly? They will come and ask you where you're from or like just talk to you. Or like in Lagos, the Amo, everybody they face front say, who be this one? If you come meet me now, I feel the reason say you won't rob me or you want from talk. But like there, everyone is nice, like, and people are law abiding. Like, the way everything is programmed is like, it's like you are in a computer, like, everybody knows what to do. It's not like Lagos down more. Now, everything go pay you, go do, no be say anything, anything. But, like, the first thing I noticed was that people were too nice. Like, me, we be saying, normally, now you go meet babe, they fall and talk, how are you, what's your name? So, but no, bro, like, you go see Leng, fine babes, come meet you, that, what's your name, where are you from, what's your name, all this. Now, like, them, now them go come follow you talk, but, like, yeah, that's what I noticed at first. But, like, every other thing, guy, there was one time when I got there, there was this guy that he told me that his friend, he didn't see his friend for like a week. So when his friend got back, he asked him that what happened, asked him for a week. The guy said he was in the psychiatric home. Do you know why I was in psychiatric home? Because he crossed the express. And like me, I did cross express. Normally everybody they cross express for Lagos. So like they did not even arrest him because they were thinking, why would a normal human being cross the express? Because it doesn't make any sense to them. But like, yeah, for Nigeria, as an adult, you should know how to cross the express. But like, for day or more.
Yeah, but like, I was going to say, like, Stephanie Coker's podcast, she was saying that Nigerian babes, they like to form. You know, when you walk into a room, a Nigerian babe will see you. She likes you. She likes what you're wearing. She likes how you look. But she will do as if she did not see you. So this thing that you're saying about people abroad being nice, I think they're not nice as well. Because I saw a tweet where somebody was like, they face their front a lot. And you know, you're an international student. When they pair you guys up to do like exams or do whatever projects, that after that project, you guys will just move on from yourself. You do as if you don't know each other. Have you ever experienced that?
I'm a zero. Like, bro, me. Me, I think I made more friends there than I ever made in London. It's easy to make friends, like, not friends, but like acquaintance. Like, it's easy to get to know people. Like, people are not so stuck up. But Nigerian babes are still the same there, everywhere. Nigerian babes are the same everywhere. So, like, me, I didn't really have like female Nigerian friends like that. Maybe like 3 or 4. And those are the ones that even in my school that, okay, yes, we got out of this school, but like, Nigerian babes generally are the same everywhere. Like, the way they form, say, one thing, all these kind of things in here. And I saw them in day for day also. But, like, the other nationalities, Tanzanians, Ethiopians, all those other ones are nice. Like, calm still. But, like, Nigerian babes now. Me, I don't even they follow Nigerian babes talk like that because I don't like stress. I don't see where person will go stress me. Why go they carry myself into stress? Nothing like that.
Yeah, but do you also think it's because of the type of the country that you were in? So you wouldn't compare like the country that you stayed in to like other like Western countries?
Me, now where I go, I know now. I never go this. I've not really stayed in. I mean, I went to Ghana, and I mean, Ghana, they are not as nice as they are in Dubai, but like, I mean, there's still some form of reception that you feel like is different. I don't know whether because I'm not a Ghanaian boy, but like, you just know the reception is different. So I can't say it's because of the country I'm in, because like, I've not really lived in other countries, but like, I know like in the UAE, in Dubai, that's how it is, Sha.
You don't already tell us your UAE. So like, let's go down now to UAE. Do you know where, you know how people always, you know, when people say that girls are going, or people, somebody's going to Dubai, like, what's the first thought that comes to your head?
They go on vacation.
Vacation, but like, what's the real in total, if you're free to share?
I'm on a vacation. People, they go, like, people go to Dubai to enjoy life, like, to chop life. But like, Dubai is a place that you shouldn't stay for too long if you don't plan on living there, like working, because it's very, very expensive. Everything is expensive in Dubai, even water is expensive. So like, me, I just feel like if you are going to Dubai, if you don't have a job, if you're not going to work, then you're going on vacation, I are going to freelance, like freestyle, like maybe if you're a makeup artist or this kind of piece. But like, I won't lie, yeah, I won't lie. If you don't have a job in Dubai and you are living in Dubai, it's hard to say that you are not doing what people think you are doing.
What's that thing?
Why are you there asking me? You don't know the thing. Because, bro, I won't lie to you. See, like, you have to be careful regardless, because me, most of the women I met, like most of the Nigerian women I met online, that's why I started avoiding Nigerian women, because most of the women I met were either, like 90% were into that, and like me, that's not why I went. I went for school and to also, so I don't feel they use the money where they see from my small to the run that kind of parole. So it's not like it's anything bad. I mean, people make money from it. I have friends that do it there. But it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Now everybody got to survive now. I don't judge people by the way they make money. As long as you are not killing, you are not stealing. It's your body, you can do anything you want to do with it.
What of scamming?
Scamming. They scam for everywhere. Shouldn't they scam for Nigeria?
But you said that you're not judging people as long as you're not killing or stealing. What did you say? You said killing and something.
Stealing.
Oh, you said stealing. Okay, that's scamming. So, like, what's, like, one of the funniest stories or the most... Okay, so tell me a story that I would not believe that happened in Dubai.
Mm. Oh, yeah, so many stories.
Yeah, just pick one. Pick a random one that you feel like I would not believe that happened.
Okay, that Turkish couple one. Like, went to watch, I think Argentina versus, I can't remember.
It was in Qatar now.
I said I go watch, I'm sure I talk, say I go
sorry,
Qatar.
Sorry.
Like, I went to this hotel, they have this viewing center, so like, you just...
They have viewing center in Dubai?
It's not viewing, it's like a lounge, like a poolside lounge, so they have like a sports bar. So they have this bigger screen that you can use to watch the match. So you just buy drinks and just chill around. So like, we did watch match. Match don't finish. You just chill there on drinks. My friend was with us. Like, she lives in the hotel. So she came to chill with us. I was with my guy. So they call. So while we're chilling, this couple came to meet us. The woman was Turkish and the man was Indian. So they came to meet us that, oh, we should follow them to their hotel room for after party. Like, they have drinks and everything. I mean, I can't reason I'll say before party, no, even day before. So like, how after party they come about? Like, I see the reason I'm sure. Then the husband now told my friend, that's the girl, that he actually needs someone that will sleep with his wife, that he's not strong enough and he loves her so much. And the wife said she wants me.
Hey, for a year?
Yeah, seriously. I said, okay, this one's look rich. I don't size the woman up. She did wear Bulgari. She wear Van Cleef. Everything, everywhere there, right?
Everything soft.
As in, like, potential sugar mommy. And she, like, she's hot, too. She's fine. So, as the babe now told me, I can't the reason I'm saying, where this one did happen for this life? Your own husband. I now told my guy already discouraged me, say no, I should not do is that, what if the man wants to rape me, all these kind of things, what if I'm fucking his wife and he should just stab me. I'm like, all those kind of things don't happen for Dubai, because like, you cannot run, it's not possible, like, it's not possible for you to commit a crime and run, they will catch you. So like, I should have said, okay, no problem, I'll not do, but I know somebody that will do. I know someone that is not scared. I will do it. So I called my guy. My guy came with one babe also. So we went to their hotel room. But like, we had too much. So, and like, in that kind of hotel, like, security will have to call you that there are too many people in your room, so I have to come down. So I was like, mommy, I know they do, but like, my guy, if you run out. The next thing, the man was saying, he doesn't think he wants my guy to sleep with his wife. That he wants my guy to sleep with the babe he brought while he and his wife, they are watching and they are doing their thing. But his wife said no, that she actually wants to sleep with my guy. So me, I left. I went downstairs. I went to
chill. As in, you no consign.
As in, like, you no consign me. I don't come on mind. Like, I don't even want to know how much they are paying. I left. And my guy was not about the money, because like, he is a rich guy. So like, he just likes the adventure. Happy water. So, like, we're chilling downstairs now. Then, 30 minutes, my guy never come. 1 hour, he's not picking his phone. Yeah, and also, like, an hour later, he said he's coming. It was not like, oh, more. That the man is actually not strong. That while he was doing it, he told the man to come and at least let him do his wife too, since he said that like 3 seconds the man noted, and that's why like she's not able to satisfy his wife. Bro, as we're now going, the man now texted me, because like the guy got in my number already. The guy now texted me. Now where am I? Where am I for what again? They never finished work already. I just told him that me and my tomo, like I'm already in my house and I can't come anywhere again. So like I think that's like the most unbelievable one I experienced. Every other one was just like something that is possible, but it's not mind-blowing like that.
Yeah, you know, like on the internet, people always say that Arab men have like some crazy fetish. Is it real? Is it real, or is it just talk?
No, I don't know. I beg you, please, I don't know.
My mama said me they no go holding visa. Okay, so we'll go on a break and we'll come back right now. Don't go anywhere. Hi everyone, I'm just gonna make this quick, short, and easy. Stop, you know. Go to my social media right now. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, whatever it is. At Mbachi Stephanie. MbachuStephanie. Follow me right now. Follow me everywhere you find me. Just search for my name, Mbachi Stephanie, and follow me real quick. Then on my bio, you'll probably see a link. Click on that link. Engage my short story. Engage my newsletter. Engage everything that I put out there. Engage my articles right now. Do it right now. Please, do it right now, real quick. Thank you. Love you. Enjoy the episode. Welcome back, guys. So, like, Maiwa. So, like, if somebody is trying to migrate to, like, the UAE, Dubai especially, like, what are the tips? Like, what are the pros and cons? What will you tell people not to do, and what will you tell people to do, though?
The number one thing you should know is that she has sense. Like, bro, Dubai is nothing like Lagos. Like, if you are not a calm person here, and you think, say, you should go there, do your way for there, by special grace of God, you end up in jail. No 2 weeks.
You were saying something about jail yesterday. Let them know what the jail's
like, bro. You can go to jail for anything. You can go to jail for fighting. You can go to jail for traffic offense. You can go to jail for almost anything. Not like you spend your life in jail, but like all this kind of 2 weeks, 1 week. That thing is too normal there. Like, and there are fines for everything. Speeding, overstaying. What else? Like, basically everything. If you fight, you pay a fine. If you get drunk and you start displaying in public, you pay a fine. Everything. If you are doing PDA during Ramadan, pay a fine or you go to jail. If you cannot afford your fine, when you can afford it, you come out of jail. All these kind of things. So, like, you just have to be someone that is calm, like, that obey rules. Me, when I was in Lagos, it's not like I used to always obey every rule and everything, but, like, come on. When you get there, give yourself brain, because they don't send your papa at all. If you like,
what else is that? All just have sense.
Basically, have sense and know how to hustle. Because if you are trying to live there,
is it easy to get jobs?
As a Nigerian, no. Like, as a Nigerian, you can't even open a bank account. It's just now that things are starting to open up for Nigerians. Like, I mean, I opened a bank account before I left, but the process was too long. I had to send like proof of my residence, my rent, that I'm paying rent, and all these kind of things, which a normal every other person, maybe apart from Ghanaians, like every other person won't do. So like, and right now, I don't think, like right now, there's no visa for Nigerians right now, and no job permit also. So you might not get like a stable office job except you are too good. Exactly. So like that's why it's better to like have like something you do that you're good at. Like me, it's photography and like nightlife. Like I used to do nightlife PR before I left Nigeria. So like when I go to the club there, like the manager was a Nigerian, so like I was able to relate to him easily. So I started doing nightlife PR day and like photography. So like that's what I was living on. But if you don't have anything that you're doing and you don't have a sponsor, you suffer. By God's grace, nothing can even stop it. You must suffer.
Do they beg in Dubai? Are there beggars on the road?
I'm a bro. If they see you begging, they feel arrest you. See me beg, care. No feel they beg for. They know they.
So Dubai is like a luxurious place.
Yeah, basically. Maybe if you want to beg, you can go to like them Sharjah or Ras Al Khaimah. All those other places, but like inside Dubai, Abu Dhabi, all these places, Dubai is like, it's like their tourist attraction, like their main tourist attraction center. So they don't allow things like that. Like that's why, like if anything bad happens in Dubai and you record it, they can arrest you because they don't like when bad news goes out like into the media and stuff like that.
All right. So like, what was your dating life like, if you had any? Like,
hey,
let us.
Hey. You want to date in Dubai, you don't like your mental health. Because, like, bro, Dubai is worse than Lagos. Because everybody knows everybody. Every black person knows every black person. Like, it's so small. Even in the student life, like, almost all the unis are in one compound. They call it Knowledge Village. Abi?
All the unis in Dubai?
Most of the unis, like, 80% of the unis are in one compound. One big ass compound, so like there are different buildings and different blocks. So it was like Academic City, Knowledge Village. So basically, almost everybody knows everybody too. It's like every popping person knows every popping person. It's not me, I don't know about others. Like, if you have mind, you can do it too. But me personally, I can't date in Dubai.
Why,
bro? Like, me. I don't even want to date when I'm not boxed. Like, when the bar is not there. Because, man, I want to travel with my baby. All these kind of things. Like, chop life. Not be me where every month, I come on my rent. Come on to all this. Like, I analyze my spending. I go steal fresh up small. I go come go carry baby. Maybe say, she feel just go, maybe put Khalifa now. I want a baby. If you just give her, like, $10,000 because she fine. Bro, I don't know if it's...
I know.
Wait till she want to find for my side. First, don't give you $10,000 because say you fine. Just because say you fine, then give you $10,000. I mean, I cannot give you $10,000 because you are fine yet. But like, we're getting there.
Do you think if you had money, do you think you can do that? Giving people money because they are just lit.
Yes. I like to chop life, so I go catch that kind of cruise too. If I have like that kind. Extra bar where I know they use, where I know need, where I know say no go affect me if I come out and I go like appreciate your beauty, you know, like have some. Maybe just get like one Gucci bag or something.
Get one Gucci bag. So like, are you the type of person to like date outside your country, outside your race, like date an Arab, a white person?
Yes, I can. Like maybe not a white person. I don't know. Like I'm not sure I've met any white person that I want to be in a long-term relationship with. But, like, yeah, I'll date outside my country. Like even they, Nigerian women are crazy all over the world. So, I avoid them most times. So, if I was living in Dubai for a long time, I don't think I would be dating a Nigerian babe. I don't know. Like, anything can happen, to be honest.
That's the thing. You don't know. It's like when it happens, it happens.
Yeah, you never know, actually.
Okay, so, like, have you ever, like, seen somebody get arrested in front of you? Because you say they arrest a lot. So, do you know somebody that has been arrested before?
Do I know someone that has been arrested before? Yes, nah. Why not? I say they arrest a lot. My guy had an accident one time. Like, I think he was drunk and he was driving and he didn't have a license. So yeah, they arrested him. So he had to pay fines and stuff like that. I know someone else that they arrested because like his ID had expired and all these kind of things. So yeah, I know a few people that they were arrested, but I've never seen. God do not allow me see where they arresting my guy because God, I beg. I don't want to do that kind of setting. But then they arrest person.
Alright, so what's like, I know like a lot of people go to Dubai to be like house helps and all of that. Like, do you know, are there a lot of black people? This is a very random question, but I just want to know.
Yeah, actually, because Emiratis don't do menial jobs. Mm-hmm. Like, they will just do office work. So like most of the cab drivers, security men, bouncers in the club, most of them are Africans. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that is not normal to see. Like, it's normal to see, like, maids, receptionist, attendant.
Are they usually a certain race?
Not usually, but like most of the cab drivers are Pakistanis, I think. Yeah, most of them are Pakistanis, Indians. Most of the people that sell spices are Indians.
Spices as in food?
Yeah, as in food spices. Most of the people that sell jewelry, they are Indians, Pakistanis, Moroccans. Like, Dubai is very broad that you meet people from all around the world. Like, you get to experience different people, like how they interact with you and all these kind of things. But it's very broad. You don't meet only Africans, like Armenians, white people, Americans, everybody. Like, everybody's in Dubai. Like, the whole world is in Dubai. Any race you are looking for is in Dubai.
I swear, if you want to be a tourist and you have not gone to Dubai, you have not started. Like, I feel like Dubai is the first place you have to, you know, take. But
if I want to go and enjoy my life, like, if I want to say, okay, I want to tour the world. Okay, maybe because I've lived there, but like, I don't think I want to go to Dubai. I mean, Dubai is vibes, to be honest. Like, everywhere is a tourist attraction. Everywhere is fine. Everywhere is like this. But I want to go to other places right now. Like,
so recommend like 5 places you would want people to travel to.
Lebanon, Zanzibar, Georgia.
As in Georgia, Atlanta?
No. There's one.
Georgia, the country.
An island. Yeah, the country. Yeah, it's close to Dubai.
When did this country start? Like, how don't I know that?
But like, most people in Dubai go there because like it's not far. Then, yeah. I wanted to say Maldives, but like, there's nothing apart from the island. All these things, like island setting. Like, there's nothing really exciting about Maldives. Let's say like Bali.
And you can get it in Landmark.
You can even there's a place in Dubai that is like Maldives, like exactly like Maldives. Where else? Bali. Bali is in Indonesia, I think.
These are like, I feel like these are vacation tourists, you know, vacation.
Yeah. And Singapore too. But like Singapore is more expensive than Dubai. It's way more expensive than Dubai. But like, yeah, Singapore is a place that I would want to go to for a while, maybe for like a week. All these kind of places, not just 1 week. Come out.
Right, so you will enjoy vacation if you have a return ticket.
Yeah, if you have a return ticket. You don't just say yes. No matter what thing do you, they go back to your papa's house. Nothing go you for there.
What are like the immigrants? Are they very strict? Because I know in the US, they're very strict with like migration and whatnot.
Yes, so like right now, especially with Africans, they're very strict with it. Because I won't lie to you, there are a lot of Africans in Dubai, a lot that don't have like valid visas or IDs. So like sometimes you hear in Dubai that they use like 10 buses to park Nigerians. And it's true, because there's a place in Dubai, when you get there, you think you're in Lagos Island. Like, it's exactly like Lagos Island. It's like the trenches part of Dubai. When you get there, you see Igbo men, now Yoruba women, they drag you, come and buy a market, all these kinds of things. So, like, most of the people that live there, they don't have, like, valid papers. I mean, there are people that have valid papers also that host. I mean, that's why I go to barb my hair, because that's where Nigerian barbers are. But it's very far, like, it's very far in Dubai. But, like, yeah, there are a lot of people that don't have, like, valid visas. And that's one of the reasons why they always have this visa ban thing for them, because people will come in and not want to leave, that kind of thing.
You think hush puppy was a big part of like, because I know that the UAE now is beefing with Nigeria. Do you think hush puppy was a big part of it, if that's something you can speak about?
Do you think there are no bigger scammers in the world than hush puppy? I feel like it's because hush puppy made it to the news. I mean, there are bigger scammers than hush puppy in I don't say in Dubai, because I don't know if they're in Dubai. I know that yes, there are people that are even on the same level or bigger than hush puppy, but I feel like it's because he made it to the media, like it was a big news, and like the fact that I was residing in Dubai, in the UAE, it might have made things a bit difficult for Nigerians there.
Yeah. Is there anything that is upsetting you today? Anything that you want to rant about?
Ha, bro, this heat, no light, no fuel. Bro, I say sometimes, like, I'll just go and sit down in my car and put on the AC and charge my phone, because the heat. sometimes you'll not be able to get diesel to buy for generator. So, like, how do you want to survive? They'll bring your light and 10 minutes they'll take it. So, bro, it's very uncomfortable, but like, it's what it is, regardless. See, now they drink pure water. Imagine. I love pure water, though. It's not like I don't like pure water. I know the form.
But my brother bought four for 185 naira in Ebute.
It's lucky. I bought four for 250 naira.
Meanwhile, in Imo States, they're buying for 500 per liter. Is there any other thing that's upsetting you?
I've bought four for the normal price since I got back, because the places that have the normal price, if you see the queue, like 100 cars they wait to buy four. Shame me, I go Congo queue. See, I will spend like 3 hours waiting just to buy for. No, I've been buying for like 250, 270. So the lowest I bought for was 240. And imagine you use like 12k, 13k to fill up your tank. You still go and enter inside traffic, bro. You know, they no make now. Like,
is there another thing upsetting you today before we go to the next segment? Or anything you just want to talk about? Because I remember I asked you, did you want to be on my podcast? I said yes, like you say your mind. So what is your mind?
Shit, I don't talk my mind. You know the things you asked me, I don't talk my mind, you know.
So you don't have any other things to say?
If I remember, I'll say it.
But there's no time for you to remember.
Yeah, another time now.
Alright,
Sound from my head.
We'll go on a quick break and we'll come back for the game. Bye. Game. Yeah, we are doing game now on my podcast.
Which game be that?
You're not excited about the game.
Inside this heat. You want to play game?
Please, we'll be right back.
Yeah, perfect.
You know what time is when you hear this, right?
Let's get ready to rumble! Run up! Run up! Run up!
Game time. Are you excited for game time?
No.
Why?
Z, because I'm hot. Like, the weather is hot.
Alright, because you're a music enthusiast, because I know that you listen to a lot of music, you know a lot of music, friends.
Why don't you ask me about shoes or like photography related piece or like things that music is so broad, but like still it's calm.
But it's a game and I know that you're an enthusiast.
Yeah.
Alright, what do you give me from 10 to 1 the best projects that were released in
2022? The thing is, the timing is what's bad for me, but like...
Okay, so you can scatter. It doesn't have to be 10 to 1.
Okay. On my list project, Boy Alone, was Love Damini. Love Damini.
I hate that album.
You hate the album?
I don't hate it. I've just not listened to it.
Bro, I love the album. Stormzy's album. What was the name?
That's three.
The one with...
No, that's not 2022. That's 2021.
No, 2022.
The one that has Greasy in it.
The
one that has Greasy in it now, that he was speaking Igbo. That's 2021, not 2022.
No, relax.
Sorry. You're wasting our time, Sha.
Bro, I guess you are putting me on the spot. Do you tell me the one that was hide and seek? Check what's the name of the album. Yes, this is what I mean.
Oh, Stormzy. I don't know why I was thinking about Skepta. I was literally thinking about Skepta. Okay, Stormzy. Okay, this is what I mean.
Stormzy's.
That's four.
Make others even check.
You're not even mentioning your guy. Your dada guy.
Relax. That's the number one. Relax. Yeah, Shay Vibes. Oh Lord. The $1 billion album. Oh God. I love Shay Vibes now. Like, I never used to listen to Shay Vibes till Chance. Then I took out time to like listen to the album and like, bro, Shay Vibes is like one of the, like, his music is so raw, like you can feel it.
You can feel like he has suffered.
It's not about suffering. Like, you can feel like, yes, like, this is music from your heart. Like, from inside you. Not what's trending, what was raining. Yeah. Mr. Money with the vibe to Ashake's album. We can't. Then.
You mentioned six.
I mentioned six. Then
You only listen to Afrobeats.
Most of the time, I listen to We're all in this together, but that was 2021. That was one of the albums that got me through 2022. Like, sometimes I go just one day on my own. Whenever I just want to be on my own, if I'm in the gym or if I'm walking, I listen to that album.
That's true. You said that gymming in 2022.
Dave is something else. Then, of course, Buju. Of course. That's like my favorite.
Please, can you come close to the mic?
That's like one of my youngins. That's my favorite young Nigerian artist right now.
Is it because he's your friend?
No. Bro, don't you listen to Buju, like...
I don't. Not interesting.
No.
Oh my God, I hope he doesn't listen to this.
If you listen to people that have, like... Bro, Buju's pen game is crazy. Like, I've seen him freestyle and... You just sit down and wonder, like, how does all these things come out of one person's head? Like, bro, how does it make sense? Like, how are you on the spot and you're saying things that make sense like this? Like, I've heard other people freestyle, yes, people make sense. But, like, this guy is not even Yoruba. But, like, his Yoruba is deeper than mine. Buju is a Calabar boy, but his Yoruba is deeper than mine. Like, he says things that I don't even understand, that you have to think deeply about. Then who else? More love, less ego. Yeah.
Whiskey?
Yeah, Whiskey. I'm not really... Yeah, but more love, less ego was... It has some really, really nice songs. Then Sarkodie dropped a project also. I love the songs on it. What was the name of this album? Jams, yeah.
You have one more slot.
One more slot. Who could have... I think Backbone's album too.
Are you just calling names?
No, I'm actually mentioning albums that things I listen to a lot of Amapiano. So like if I start talking about Amapiano now, if you know the correlates with you, but like yeah, there's some guys that bro, Uncle Waffle's EP is amazing. Kabza the Small, DJ Maforisa. Bro, there are a lot of like nice South African artists that are out right now. Who else? Yeah, Zinoliski. I can't forget. Yes, that's the last album.
I'm bro, trending. Album, I don't know why.
That album is amazing. That album is amazing. Yeah, those are like my top 10.
All right, thank you so much for being on the episode. I really appreciate.
Okay, no.
I really appreciate you.
Talk about J. Cole's album, but that was like 2021.
Are you done now?
2021. But if it's not 2021, it's 2022. Yeah, that's definitely on my top 10.
All right. Do you want to say anything like bye, follow me, whatever you want to say?
No. Just book me. Book me, please. I come to my club. Come for my parties. Come for my events. They're always nice. For real. Like, whether in Dubai or Lagos, anywhere I invite you to. Just know it's nice. Once I post this, book me for tables and reservations. Just know you have a good time. And like, if you're trying to shoot viral videos, photo shoots, product shoots, anything, I'm your guy.
All right, thank you. Bye, guys. Say bye to the audience.
Okay, thoughts.
Deep Negro Sigh. We are so sorry that we've come to the end of this amazing and entertaining episode. But the good news is, I will be here with another guest same day, same time, next week. So come back, okay? I love you so, so much. Bye!